Hello, Happy New Year, everyone. Yeah, well, we've moved on to New Year already, but I've got a question for you this morning, which is, how was your Christmas? Did you have a good Christmas? I can just imagine the Christmas you had. I bet your hall was decorated beautifully, wasn't it? I bet you had a roaring fire, your beautiful lights, tasteful, modern, understated. I'm sure your whole house was just elegant and gorgeous and tidy and beautiful. And then Christmas Day itself came and you gathered the whole family together. Another roaring fire in the background. The children sitting around politely, passing things to each other nicely, eating all their food without being harassed. And everybody having a wonderful time. And then you look out the window and, of course, it started snowing. It's a beautiful Christmas day. You open the window, you look down the street, the cathedral bells are ringing, and you think, I don't remember there being a cathedral in Loxheath, but the cathedral bells are ringing, and there's the sound of carols on the wind, and it's just beautiful and elegant, and that's exactly the sort of Christmas you had, isn't it? Is it? Yeah, pretty. No, of course you didn't. Of course you didn't, because Christmas, basically, we've been sold a bomb deal on Christmas, haven't we? Christmas, we are told, is meant to be like this, but actually in the real world, it's a bit more difficult, isn't it? It's a bit more tricky. Quite often we have a lot of people around the house. The house is very full. There's not as much space as we'd quite like. Those relationships that are always a bit tense or even more tense. Or perhaps it's the opposite problem, actually, that Christmas is a time that used to be busy and actually now it's all quite quiet and there's some people who are missing in our lives at Christmas time and Christmas just makes us notice that they're not there. And Christmas can just be a really difficult time, actually. Actually, this time of year is difficult for a lot of people. And we're under a huge amount of pressure to pretend that everything is lovely and delightful and beautiful and romantic and perfect. And actually, for almost all of us, that just isn't the case. But you know what's interesting is I think that we've done this with the story in the Bible as well about Jesus being born. You know, the version of that story that we all know is the sort of nativity play and the Christmas card, snow in Israel around the manger. You know, it's just this sort of over-romanticized view of what happened. And what really happened is that a really young couple found themselves with a tricky, unexplained pregnancy. They managed to go through that experience and decided they would still stay together. But then a bureaucrat in Rome decides that they're going to have to go away from their home to go to somewhere that maybe they barely know in order to be counted in a census. And when they get there, they're so unimportant, they can't even find a decent place to sleep. So they end up in a stable. That's the reality of the story of Christmas. It's actually quite grim and quite difficult and quite challenging. And it only gets worse. So today's reading, we're going to be doing an all-age on the Massacre of the Innocents. That's going to be our Bible reading that Anne's going to come and bring to us now. So this is what's happened just after the wise men, the magi, have just left. They've gone back to their own country. And this is what happens next. Thank you, Anne.
Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he'd been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. "A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more." When Herod died an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene.
Thank you, Anne. Yeah, you know it's going to be good when the bag of props comes out, don't you? Just going to need to protect the beautiful carpet up here. All right. Okay. So, the wise men leave, and it all sort of goes a bit wrong, doesn't it? So, already, Mary and Joseph have been the victims of a really messy Christmas, haven't they? Because, first of all, the bean counters have decided that they need to go to Bethlehem, don't they? So to represent the bean counters, that mean that they've gone away from their own home just as they're expecting a baby. I've got a tin of beans here that were just... this is the messiness of Christmas for Jesus. So the bean counters mean that they are now away from home, expecting a baby. Ah, sharp bits. Health and safety assessment. Okay, so the bean counters, and then, as if that's not bad enough, they're away from home, all these wise men come, then they go away again. And what happens next? Herod decides that he doesn't like the idea of there being another king around. So he tries to track down this baby. He can't track it down, so he decides, I'm going to just kill all the babies in and around Bethlehem, who are under about 2 years old. Yep. So he decides to kill them all with his square to cream lightsaber and get messy, messy, messy. Children being murdered is just a complete mess, isn't it? This is not the Christmas card type Christmas we were expecting. It's just a mess. It's just a mess. And so what do they have to do? Well, they have to fly away to Egypt. I tried to find some Egyptian snacks. I couldn't find any, so we just got crisps. So they have to flee. So now they're refugees, aren't they? They're refugees away from home. They're in a culture they don't understand, eating strange foreign food, hiding, afraid that Herod might come after them. Does Herod know that they're there? Does Herod know that they're alive? It's just a disaster. Guys, this is what life's really like, isn't it? This is what Christmas can be like for us as well. Actually, it can just be really difficult. There can be all sorts of things that get in the way and just make a great big mucky mess. And Jesus went straight through it. Jesus went through, he went away to Egypt, he survived the massacre, came back again, found a new place to be at home in Nazareth. He walked straight through the mess. And we have lives that can be messy as well. And we need to walk straight through the mess. Can you see where this is going? How do we get through the mess? Was anybody listening really well to the reading? How did Joseph listen, particularly to what happened with Joseph? What did Joseph do in order to get through the mess? Anybody remember? He had a dream from the angel, yes, and the angel told him something. And what did he do? He did exactly what the angel told him to. He listened to God and he did it. You see, there's something really strange. The Bible talks about this more than once. It talks about it in Romans chapter 5. It talks about it in James. It says that actually life isn't straightforward. You know, becoming a Christian doesn't mean that you're going to have a picture postcard life with beautiful lights and snow falling and carols. Actually, life will still be really difficult. But God is always in control through all the suffering, through all the difficulty. And he can use that for good. So actually, when we go straight through the mess, it can actually produce in us good things. In Romans, Paul says that by suffering, we learn endurance. And by enduring, we learn character. And out of character comes hope. And hope doesn't let us down. because hope is being sure that God is always going to act, whatever the mess we get into. So the trick tonight is to remember that when we're going through the mess, that Jesus has been through the mess, and he is going through the mess with us. So who'd like to go through the mess with me? I'm going to go, but here's the deal. I'm only going if somebody comes with me. James, you can do... Excellent. I think take your shoes and socks off, James. Can you eat it afterwards? No, definitely not. There we go. Shoes and socks off. All right, quick as you can, quick as you can. There we go. Tell you what, why don't you just go by yourself? Socks as well. Okay. So we're going to take a few steps. So, James, I'm going to hold you by the hand. And it's as if... No, you're too old to be held by the hand. Okay, come with me. Come with me. Through the mess. No, you're just going around the edge. You cheat. James, you have to go through it. Ew. I'd got through the end. Thank you. So, thank you, James, for not helping very much at all. I'll tell you what, you go and sit down while I work out what to do with the bean that's got between my knees. So, this Christmas, what on earth am I doing this for? No, I remember now. So, this Christmas, and the messiness of life, remember that God comes with us through the mess, and he can turn the mess into good things. If only we listen to him like Joseph listened to the angel and act on it. That the mess of life is one of those things that we are going to just have, that we're going to cope with, but that Jesus comes with us through it and can bring really good things out of it. Great, I'm going to hand back to David while I find a towel. My New Year's resolution is to think about what happens to the props after the tour.